95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
How are you, sir?
Good. How are you, man?
I'm very good.
I'm fairly good. I should say I have to back that up a little.
Okay.
It's sunny outside.
Yeah.
And I find myself in a worse mood. Look at you. You're all cheerful and happy. No.
That's what I was asking for yesterday.
You got it, man.
Look, you can have a day of clouds every once in a while.
Oh, it was wonderful. Sure. And I woke up with it this morning. I thought, oh, day two, hell yeah.
Mm,
burned off.
Not so much.
Ooh.
Yes. Coming up today on the show, I don't know if you saw the naked woman that went on a rampage in Florida.
No, let me see her now. Show her to me.
I will.
Okay.
I don't have her available.
I want to see her now. I don't want to wait. Bring on the naked
lady.
She
was standing on top of a bar and throwing all of the drinks to the ground.
Here you go. The bottles. Splash. Here you go. Crash.
So that's fun. Man got in a fight over Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah, I've been in many brawls over Chick-fil-A sauce.
Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't it just drive you crazy?
Yeah.
The internet went down last night. Did you hear about that?
Yes. I was trying to get on the Google machine.
You were.
I couldn't get on the Google machine.
CNN was down. A whole bunch of different sites were down.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
Cool. Taking it down. Oh, so our little thing paid off. We should be getting some money soon.
And our 1 second of nonstop rock. It's $500 this hour.
Hell yeah.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Filthy honey. Not just dirty honey.
Oh,
filthy honey.
I didn't realize they changed their names.
Oh, yeah. That's California Dreamin'. They were actually in the middle of a twofer. I'm going to give you another one from them in just a matter of seconds.
Do we want to play the game first?
We do. Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
This is called Name That Animal.
Yay.
Sluggo's going to guess. This is a super weird video.
Yeah.
Of a guy playing a piano.
Right.
And an animal starting to sing along.
Oh, I love when that happens. It's okay. Not the elephant, is it? There's an elephant way out in the middle of nowhere that's singing.
You son of a bitch.
No, it's not. We'll edit that. Hold on.
I said yesterday when you were guessing.
Right.
I said, don't look it up.
I didn't.
And what did you do?
I looked it up months ago.
Son of a bitch.
But let's do it anyway.
All right,
I'll never guess.
So this guy just sees elephants in the wild.
Yeah.
And sets up a piano there,
right?
Which is super weird.
It is very bizarre. It's very acidic.
I cut this into four parts so you wouldn't be able to tell what it was.
Okay.
Here's the first clip.
Okay. A dolphin. A very small mouse.
You
a dog.
Guessed.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, you already guessed. And the elephants stop by the piano.
Right.
And start singing along.
Yes.
Which is super bizarre.
Really weird. Oh, I was going to go back to the beginning.
Yeah, let's
again.
Play the same 4 second clip.
I mean, it sounds like a seal.
It really does.
Yeah, it's really...
Hey, sing on tune! Isn't that crazy?
That is really weird.
Wouldn't you really want to know, like, what the animal's thinking? Clearly it likes the music.
But it's also really weird because generally when you hear an elephant make a noise, it's a super angry noise.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
true.
It's really angry.
Trumping. I can't tell if this is angry or not, though.
No, I think he's super happy.
It seems like it's singing.
I love this song!
Which is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, the elephant loves the song. Here's a little longer clip.
There's one of the blows.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you could imagine a piano just in the middle of the wild.
No.
So bizarre.
Yeah. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
And giant elephants right in front of it just singing along.
Not trampling him, not like getting all pissed off.
Singing along. Off key,
yeah.
But singing along.
Be
better, elephants. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact.
Chick-fil-A sauce sparks attack at Kansas grocery store.
What else is new?
Isn't that crazy?
Very bizarre headline.
Authorities wouldn't confirm exactly what angered the man about this.
Apparently, I heard that it was because they had it. Like,
yes.
He thought it should only be at the restaurant.
Well, I think there's a shortage.
Oh, I see.
At the restaurants. That's a different report.
Right.
So I'm guessing that that's what this guy was upset about, because on the face of it, there's nothing to be upset about.
No. It's not the grocery store's fault that they sell a different way than in the store.
Authorities arrested a man in Kansas after he allegedly attacked a grocery store worker. According to the reports, the suspect was upset over disagreements regarding Chick-fil-A sauce. How insignificant can it possibly be?
That's getting down there.
And at what level are you so upset that this pushes you over the top?
Right.
This is insane to get in a fight over.
How many other things have gone on to bring you to this point?
Yes.
Yeah.
His name is James Adam Hirsch, and he got into an argument with an employee at Dillon's grocery store in Wichita, Kansas. Apparently, they asked him to either calm down or leave the store, and he started throwing punches.
Well, I'd rather not calm down.
I'm going to start throwing my punches.
Get this off the shelf.
Then he went out to his car and drove his car toward the front door where workers were standing, as if he was going to hit them.
Right.
And then drove away.
Chick-fil-A, what do they have to say about it?
And then the Associated Press reports that there's been a shortage of Chick-fil-A sauce, so it's possible.
Right.
And I'm just guessing.
Right.
That the guy was upset because Chick-fil-A didn't have it, but the grocery store
right.
did?
Yes, so you're stealing it from Chick-fil-A? That makes no sense.
No, he was mad they were selling it.
Right.
In an odd, like, who cares enough?
Right.
Why do I care what they sell?
Well, you don't.
But why would anyone?
Right, but I'm wondering if Chick-fil-A is going to hook him up.
Because you go to a store, and you look around for stuff, and if it's not there, you go, well, they don't sell it here.
Oh, wait, I wasn't able to get this on my burger at Chick-fil-A.
Or, I can't believe that that's here. I can buy it.
Right.
That's it. That's right. The whole response.
Yes,
food stores.
Yes.
This guy started throwing bows.
Right.
Which is absurd. So we're going to take calls not now, but in the 5 o'clock hour for unimportant things that you got in a fight over. There seems to be a lot of these. This seems to be endless. And we have $500 for our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Nonstop rock.
Coming up soon.
Very soon.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Two from Deep Purple.
Yeah.
Kevin and Sluggo, we have $500 to give away. We have a brand new clip for
That's
you.
That's right. And please, whatever you do, if you think of the band, maybe go ahead and come up with a song. I was going to play this guy yesterday that said,
oh, yeah.
For like it's a minute and a half, 90 seconds of...
Literally a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Of
which in radio time is a long time.
He said the Rolling Stones.
Yep.
And then he couldn't think of a Rolling Stone song, I don't think.
No.
He made it sound like he was trying to run through the clip, but that's not possible.
You know, he actually said the word gimme, too. It was gimme shelter.
Yeah, but he said, give me some time.
Yeah, he said, I know. And I'm like, oh.
Okay, you got gimme.
Weird. That's weird.
All right, so we picked another clip.
Yep.
And it's worth $500. So you listen to it. If you know it, be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS and tell us the song of the name of the song and the artist. And you'll win $500 just like that.
And here is the clip. What do you think that is? 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
Jesse.
Are you in a concert right now?
No, I just had it on loud. I wanted to hear it.
All right. Did you hear the clip?
Yeah, I heard it.
All right, you're caller 13. So we're going to play it for you again one time, and then you tell us what it is and the artist, and we will give you $500. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I don't feel like we have his full attention.
I'm ready.
All right. Okay.
All right, here's the clip one more time. Good luck. Give us the title and the artiste of this. What is it?
Is it Radar Love? Golden earring.
Wow. Damn.
I did not in a million years think you would get that right.
Dang.
But you got that right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Cool.
Nicely done. You just won $500.
Sweet. Oh, man.
I was betting against you the whole way. There's no way this
I'm
guy
still
knows.
Betting against
Same.
Yeah.
And then you pull out the correct answer. Let the door slam. That's good.
But the boss is coming in to get some food. What do you got? You going to grab some food? Some Carl's Jr.
Chicken
food?
Chicken sandwich, man.
Yeah, chicken sandwich, man.
Sandwich.
So it's Taste Test Tuesday, 95.5 KLOS. And Carl's Jr., I guess, heard that we've been doing this, so they brought us in some burgers.
All right.
Let's that door slam. Slam that door. Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
But he came in and got one of these. They're good, aren't they?
They're good.
Oh, I haven't had a bite.
I'm supposed to work this in, and I don't think I can, so I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
I believe in all of it,
because
the product is really good.
It is. This is really tasty. This is the hand-breaded chicken sandwich.
Yes, and they also have the hand-breaded chicken waffle breakfast sandwich.
Mm. Oh, yes, please.
Hand-breaded chicken sandwich is tender, juicy, all white meat. chicken hand breaded and fried to crispy golden brown perfection, served on a toasted potato bun with crisp deli pickles and mayonnaise.
Dude, you should be in, you should do like radio, man. That's right. How the hell do you know how to say things like that?
That's a good sandwich right there.
You could load up on a whole bunch of these because we had a $50 gift card to Carl's Jr. Wow, now Taste Test Tuesday is handing out food.
All right.
So it's coming from here and going to you straight from our station to your plate. All right, be caller number 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. And we'll give you a $50 gift card to Carl's Jr. Definitely try these hand-breaded chicken sandwiches. These are good.
They're damn good.
I like them. Mm-hmm. I actually need some vodka to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Vodka.
Oh, yeah.
Need some vodka.
Mm-hmm. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It was Joseph Stone made himself caller 13, so $50 gift certificate from Carl's Jr. Thanks very much to them for that. That's very cool.
Well done, Joseph.
That was get a whole bunch of these hand-breaded chicken sandwiches, Joseph.
They're quite good. Naked woman trashes restaurant during rampage before being tasered in breast by cop.
Don't tase me, bro.
Staff used trays as shield. This woman is possibly insane.
Possibly.
The Ocala Police Department officer responded to the Moho Grill on Silver Springs Boulevard because of the report that a 53-year-old Tina Kindred...
Tina, it's time to get past all that.
Quote, acting out of control. The report stated the female was topless and banging on tables and windows. That's the way dining out should be. We're going to take calls from waiters and waitresses because I can't imagine the stuff that you see in customers.
You've had to deal with.
I doubt you'll have to deal with anybody like this.
Right.
But we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS.
Topless and tasered. I think I saw that series of videos back in the 80s.
So Kindred had flipped over a few tables and was last seen trying to get into a customer's car.
Okay. What was her, what set her off? Any idea? Anybody know?
Nope.
Nope.
She was found driving recklessly in the parking lot before exiting the parking lot, according to the sheriff's report. Prior to the officers arriving at Moho Grill, another call was received on a similar accident. The call was from the Outback Steakhouse.
No.
Which was close. On the same road.
Oh, man.
Same woman.
Ah.
The call reported Kindred arrived naked and acting crazy while breaking things at the bar, according to the report. I don't know if you've seen the video, but she's standing on a counter.
Right.
Naked.
Right.
And she's reaching up at the bar and grabbing a bottle of like Grey Goose and smashing it on the ground.
25
and another
bucks.
Bottle and another bottle and
100, 150.
It just
200.
Keeps going and going and going. And they're like, hey, stop it. And at one point she said something about her sister.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's the problem.
The guy's like, stop doing that. And she goes, tell my sister that.
Well, she's not here doing it. So
which I'm not positive exactly
what
that
reverts to you.
Then the police showed up. She threw a bottle at them and she got tased. Because you don't want to throw a bottle at the police officers.
When did they tase her?
The exact dollar in the breast. It says in the headline.
Wow.
Yes. That's a sad part of it.
Yeah.
She said that she chose the Moho Grill because of the owner and felt as if he was not honest.
So bust up the bar, get topless, run around in the parking lot, throw bottles of booze on the floor.
Yes.
And everything will be fine then.
Yes.
It's all worked out.
She admitted she entered the business, but claimed she was denied business. So she started turning tables.
Well, that'll teach everyone.
So she was just basically breaking everything in sight.
That sounds fun.
And I can't imagine that people that are waiters and waitresses have to deal with this, but they have to deal with customers. And customers can sometimes be a little out of control.
Oh, yeah,
a little bit out of control.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you had any kind of experience as a waiter or waitress in Southern California with people being crazy and all whatnot.
And what have you.
Call now. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We were talking about the naked woman in Florida and what waiters and waitresses must see on the daily.
Naked woman in Florida. Such a typical phrase.
It is, yeah. But I'm sure you haven't seen anything that bad. But if you're a waiter or waitress, call now. 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. We're talking about waiters and waitresses. Did you ever have to do that?
I just got off my shift. You guys are my ride home every day.
Oh, thank you very much. So customers, they suck, right?
they can, yes, absolutely.
What's the worst?
Okay, so mine's kind of disturbing. I had two guys and a girl come in, and they just seemed odd. And they ordered a bottle of champagne, and I work at a crab and lobster place, and they ordered up, and then the girl disappeared.
Okay.
And the guys finished eating, They finished the champagne. Her purse was there. They paid with the wallet in her purse. They paid with her credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And they left.
Okay.
And there was no girl to be found. And so anyway, a customer had come out of the bathroom. This was like probably an hour later. Was it like an off time? So we didn't have a lot of customers, you know, between like 2 and 4.
Right.
And anyway, she comes out and she said, there's a lady passed out in the stall, half naked, and she's laying on the ground.
Oh, that's awful.
Freaky. And anyway, I think, well, this is what we think what happened. They drugged her. She went in the bathroom, passed out. And she didn't even have identification on her. She didn't know.
So they stole her credit cards and paid for
lunch,
dinner, and a bunch of
everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, yeah, police were involved. It was just, that was just crazy.
Wow, that's weird.
I had weird slithering steak lady at another restaurant. She was a skinny lady that came in and she looked like a vampire. She all she wanted was a rare steak, extra bloody. And she's like, thank you.
I love her. Wait, do you have a phone number on her?
She's my favorite,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We talked a half hour ago about a naked woman who went on a rampage in Florida.
That can't be right.
Of course it's in Florida.
At a bar.
So we're asking for waiters and waitresses to call because the public, the people who sit down and eat, the customers, sometimes are, let's be honest, dicks.
Beep.
Oh yeah.
Beeps.
Right. Yeah. What he said. Yeah. You're a waiter, sir?
Yes, sir. I was kind of a waiter at a hotel in Santa Monica, and it was across the street from a plastic surgeon.
Okay.
Oh.
I had these two ladies that had the botch face jobs done, and they had got kind of mangled up, and they're faces were all swollen,
right.
And they ordered up this food, right? And, oh my gosh, I brought it to them, and it was the wrong order. These ladies just flipped the trays up in my face,
wow. All
over my outfit.
Wow.
I mean, it was like an irate, and I'm the chauffeur for the hotel as well as the food delivery guy, so I had to finish my shift with all this crap on me.
Wow.
I gotta tell you, I love the fact that you called your clothes an outfit.
Yeah. So Gangi from Arrested Development is who you ran into, I guess. Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS, you waiter, waitress?
Well, room service waiter, so I've got a couple of waiters.
Oh, all right. Bad. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the first one goes back to the 80s. I'm a Four Seasons room service waiter in Newport Beach, and, you know, Irvine Meadows was happening, and Mr. Bon Jovi and his gang was there.
Ah.
So I wait on this lady, and she's trying to give me $200, and she's all coked out, and she wants me to get a hold of Mr. Jovi and give her the letter. And I said, well, that's kind of out of my thing. I don't really do that. So then when I waited on Jovi, I didn't want to tell him that there's some freaked out lady. Well, the next night, she calls me twice. She never gave him the letter. She's coming off like a play Misty for me. I can imagine what she'd do to Mr. Jovi. So I finally broke down and told him and said, listen, there's a stalker and this lady. Well, yeah, my security knows and everything. Well, she is whacked out. Tell me about it. She's been to 4 cities in the last 16 shows.
Oh, they do, man. They follow them around
crazy.
For a long, long damn time.
I like that you call him Mr. Jovi.
There's a request coming in.
What does that mean?
Freedom of Choice from Devo.
Okay.
Can you play Freedom of Choice from Devo?
All right, take it easy.
Do that, man. Thanks. Thank you. Let me turn into... Yeah.
What's happening? That guy was yelling at us for some reason. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Are you a waitress?
Hi.
With insane stories?
I was a waitress at a nicer restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dark in there. And there were so many people that would have sex in our restaurant.
Right.
And there was one where they were sitting at the table close to the host stand so everybody can see them. And you just saw all of it.
Wow.
You saw the drunk. You saw her. They didn't care. Our managers were going up to them, but they wouldn't leave.
Wow.
It was disgusting.
I thought when you first said that, I thought they would go to the bathroom or whatever.
Yeah. But they're at
just
the table.
Just right at the table.
As you walk in. Wow. So what sort of food did those people order generally? What were they having?
High protein?
I don't remember. But then you would get like you would get the actors that would come in and not want to sit or not want to wait for a table.
Don't you know who I am?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Can I say his name? I'm like, he was so annoying.
Sure. Why not?
He would come in all the time.
Who was it?
What?
Who was it?
Joey Lawrence.
What?
And not want to wait for a table. And he would go up to the hostesses and just be like, don't you know who I am? I need a table right now.
Did he ever have sex at any of those tables that he got right away?
I don't know. Nobody wanted to.
By himself, yeah.
Why is it always the actors and actresses that seem like they're not A-level?
That's, yeah.
That act like that.
Yeah, that's true. That is a fact.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Boy, those words right there get stuck in my head all the time.
Yeah.
Blow up the outside world. Just, you know, when you're hanging
out. I'm sure it does.
Yeah, it's all going well. You're just like, everybody else, go away. Rest of the universe, who needs you?
Remember last hour where we gave away $500?
I do.
And the guy was barely paying attention.
So he really didn't have to work at it. You don't have to work too hard at this contest sometimes.
Sometimes.
I guess
if you recognize it right away, but we picked another one, another 1 second of nonstop
rock.
And we're going to play it for you, and then you have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Last hour, the guy sounded like I would if I was on the phone while playing video games.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, great. $500, huh?
We had about...
I almost got this. Oh,
we had about 15 or 20% of his attention.
Yeah, at best.
And he won the money.
And he won the money.
Yeah.
So not too hard.
That hurt.
Yeah. So hurt us some more. Give us the title and the artiste of this. Be caller 13 and you can get $500. That'd be nice. Here it is. Ready? What do you think that is? 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Slagos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
Oh, they hung up.
Oh, okay.
Well.
Keep moving.
Wow. Yeah, KLOS, who's this?
This is Tim.
Tim, you're the correct caller.
Sort of. You're caller 14, but caller 13 rang off. So it's up to you.
All right.
You win by default. All right. Do you know it before we play it for you again?
You know what? I've known a lot of them, but I am not sure on this one.
Okay. Ah, very interesting.
All right. Good luck. It's for $500. We're going to play it for you again, and then just tell us the song title and the artist.
Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, here it is. What do you think it is?
Oh, my gosh. I can only take a stab in the dark. Let me go with something like The Who, You Won't Get Fooled Again.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Yeah. Well, good luck getting through again, because this one might last a little while.
I know. I've been trying forever. I finally get through, and I'm like, I don't know this.
Damn it! Sorry, man.
All right, man.
Thanks for calling.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right,
thanks. Bye. All right, so tomorrow it's worth $1,000.
Between 3 and 4.
Yeah, but it was like the KLOS Free Ride, you know? It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers, you know? They, like, make it easy.
Really drunk at the time?
Yeah, I was, like, so drunk. Flying crazy. All right. Anyways, hey, it's Rodney. What are you doing?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I assume you weren't up this morning?
No, of course not.
When the internet
shut
down?
No.
I think it was the part of the internet went down at 5:45 Eastern time and came back about 6:39 Eastern time. So it was about an hour.
Wow. So those hackers, they're getting mad.
Nope, that
was
not the hackers. Why did the internet go dark? A recent outage came from issues in the global server network of Fastly. Which I've not heard of.
Mm-mm.
Fastly is a major content delivery network provider. So a lot of internet companies use delivery networks like Fastly to improve load times on their websites, apps, and other programs.
Unless, of course, they go down. Have you seen the server rooms for some of those things?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's
absurd.
Cool. I want to go in there. I just want to wander around.
Content delivery networks use global servers to store data as close to the end user as possible. That's their key.
Right.
But they implemented a bad software update, and the server shut down.
Like, nope.
It says... According to this study, only 75% of its usual traffic they lost in the outage. What were the other 25% doing? Just waiting?
Yeah.
That's really odd. The outage affected online shopping, payment processing sites, including Amazon, Target, Shopify, PayPal, Stripe.
Wow. The world, in other words. The modern world.
Numerous social network site went dark, including Pinterest, Reddit, and Twitch.
Hmm. Did you still get up early in the morning, young Kevin?
I was up.
Really?
But I was not trying to use the internet.
You weren't on the webs, the series of tubes.
I was not, no.
How hard would it be if you weren't to ever have that again? What if it were to not have come up today? I wonder how much chaos would have gone on this planet by now had it not come back up. When it doesn't come up someday.
One day it's going to stay dark.
Yes, for a while.
And what will we do?
Yes, that's going to be
crazy.
Okay,
so let's think about the number of things that we do during a day.
Everything.
Besides social network, which I think both you and I could probably avoid for 24 hours pretty easily.
Yep, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Okay.
So we're talking 24 hours. If it were to go down for 24 hours.
But if the internet went down, then we couldn't stream. So Netflix and all of that wouldn't be able to do.
I wouldn't be able to do my work, though. A lot of my work I have to do.
You'd have to stay here.
Oh, what a shame. Yes, oh, wait. No, I don't have to do that.
You'd have to work a lot more hours here.
Does it like
it seems like a nightmare to me.
It is kind of a bizarre scenario.
Let's take some phone calls from people who use the internet a lot and can't imagine what it must be like for it to be dark for 24 hours.
Let's challenge them to not use it for 24 hours and see if they can do it.
I like it.
You think you could go for 24 hours without using the internet at all?
Yes, although I use the internet for the show.
Right.
For the stories and stuff.
Right, for work. So you kind of can't do it without.
I could.
Right.
Wouldn't be a good show, but I could.
Well, it would be just a regular show, then. Yes. Just a regular day.
Exactly. I think I could.
Yeah.
If I was challenged, I think I could.
Well, I'm going to challenge you, then. What do you say this weekend?
Why this weekend?
I don't know.
All right.
What are you doing this weekend? It's so damn internet important.
Nothing.
You're going to print your manifesto, publish it? I think I could do one day with absolutely no internet, although now I'm speaking for people at home, and they're going to be happy that I can't watch stuff.
Yeah,
true. I'm going to go back to the old DVDs, bust out the old stuff.
Blu-ray.
Yeah, 3D Blu-rays
that you bought.
I got a bunch of them from Amoeba the other day.
I don't know. I think it would be really difficult for some people.
So no email.
Right.
No checking traffic. Like if you're going to go somewhere.
Right. So like Waze, for example,
that's internet based.
Is it?
Isn't it? I'm pretty sure it is.
I wish we knew.
Yeah, I know. It's got to be, though.
It'd be a lot cooler if we knew.
It's an app, though, so it must be. It's got to be.
I think so, because it's constantly updated, so I think so.
Yeah. We didn't just say literally just don't use anything.
So I think that goes down. You don't have direction finders.
All right.
You can't watch streaming anything.
Right.
Can't watch anything on YouTube.
Right.
I think it would be pretty difficult.
Yeah. See, are you up for not doing it for 24 hours?
I think I could do it pretty easily.
Yeah, I do too, actually.
I don't know for sure.
No, yeah. I'll just drink extra heavy Friday night and stay in Saturday, and then I'll be sleep the day away.
Recover.
Yeah, I'll be good.
Oh, not because you're sleeping. I mean, would it be difficult?
Yeah. No, yes, it would.
Do without
absolutely
it for
it
24
would.
Hours.
Yes, it's doable. I'm going to try. Will you try on Sunday? Just not use it at all?
On Sunday.
Yeah, because we got to work
but
on
does
Saturday.
That mean that we do?
Well, I mean, Monday through Friday, we need it.
Does that mean that I could buy if I was going to a movie, I could buy those tickets on Saturday?
Yes, okay. Sure. Yeah. You could walk up to the box office on Sunday.
So I think you could plan for that pretty easily.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah. Yes.
So Sunday.
Right.
24 hours.
You're in the dark. You're in a cave.
No internet.
Yeah.
I think I can do it.
All right. I'll do Saturday. You do Sunday.
All right.
All right. We'll see how. We'll compare notes.
Okay.
And is any time that you suddenly picked up your phone to start doing something,
right.
You should turn off your router. You should like.
No, I mean, that is a problem because I'll pick up
yes,
my phone
constantly.
25 times a day.
All the time.
Yeah.
At least 25 times an hour.
But texting is fine. Because it uses the phone network.
Yeah, so that's okay.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. So we'll text each other. You'll be texting me all day on Sunday. I'll be
that's
like
how
on
I
Saturday.
Communicate is
I'm
texting.
Bored. I don't know what to do. But yeah, so if you're
let's
willing to play along, if you want to try this, like maybe say from...
This weekend, 24 hours without the internet.
Yeah, if you're willing to try that, give us a call and let us know. Let's talk about it really quick.
All right.
818-955-KLOS. If you think you're up for that challenge.
Call now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is 5:24. We're talking about the internet that went away this morning at 5:30-ish.
Yeah, pretty much 12 hours ago, the world was sans internet for the most part for a bit.
Which seems a little scary.
Yeah.
But then again, all of us were alive before the internet. I mean, most of us were alive before the internet. Like, we did the,
we lived without it.
Kevin and Bean show.
Right.
For, I don't know, 8 years.
Wow.
Without the internet. No, and I don't remember how.
Yeah, no instant fact checking. No, seeing what's playing where real quick.
We could get away with lies. It was great.
But fortunately, that never happened. So that's good.
Right. So we're talking about doing 24 hours without the internet.
Yeah, can we do it? Is it possible? I'm going to go ahead and this Saturday try and be completely. And that means no streaming TV.
Right.
That means no emails. That means no social media.
Right.
That means a ton of no. I can't use, you know, GPS.
Correct.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm just going to do it on Sunday.
You're going to do it on Sunday.
Because I think I can.
Yeah.
Let's take a phone call. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, you could do without the internet for 24 hours?
I think so.
Yeah? When was the last time you did go without the internet?
Oh, well, on a weekend, like not working?
Yeah, as long as you're not working because everybody has to work.
Yeah, we can't get you in trouble with the man.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. You're willing to...
On a Saturday?
Yeah, you want to go on a Saturday? That's when I'm going to not do the internet for 24 hours. Shall we both make a pact to not use it?
Yes.
What happens if one of you uses it accidentally, and then you go, oh, I'm not supposed to be using it. Yeah. Is that all right?
I can't go online and tweet that I just did.
So you have like 30-second buffer.
Oh, okay.
Time.
30-second buffer.
Where you have the time to catch yourself.
Yeah. And then we need to hear about it. Yeah. Yeah, and then some sort of penalty after three or four or something.
What's your name?
Angelica.
Angelica, okay. You and Sluggo on Saturday.
Yeah, call us back on Monday and let us know how it went. Maybe we'll get you some free stuff if you really convince us you went without the internet for 24 hours.
That would be awesome. What if I take pictures as proof?
Well, I like the concept.
I like that, too.
I'm not sure how it works, but I like the concept.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Authorities arrested a man in Kansas after allegedly he attacked a grocery store worker.
Why?
According to the reports, the subject was upset over a disagreement regarding Chick-fil-A sauce.
Chick-fil-A gets into people's heads in weird ways.
It really does.
Yeah.
The guy's name is James Adam Hirsch. And we're going to take your phone calls in a second at 818-955-KLOS if you got into a fight, especially about something as ridiculous as Chick-fil-A sauce.
I wonder if people that do that, though, even are aware that it is ridiculous. You know, I mean, maybe it's really important to him. I mean, the fact that it's not available at the restaurant, but you people have it here, why are you hoarding it?
It sounds to me like there has to be a lot else going on in this guy's life.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Because
one hopes so, anyway.
If there's not, he's really getting this set over Chick-fil-A sauce, there's something wrong.
Because I guess you can't get it necessarily at the restaurants lately, so here he sees it on the shelves and he just thinks, that's not fair.
It's a place called Dillon's Grocery Store in Wichita last Wednesday. James Adam Hirsch apparently was told to settle down or leave the store, and he punched the worker.
Oh, that's nice.
Then he went out and got in his car and drove it toward the front door where employees were standing.
Over
like he was going to run them over.
Chick-fil-A sauce. What,
yes.
Chick-fil-A, what are you going to do about this? Your sauce is making people crazy.
All over Chick-fil-A sauce.
You're making people nuts.
I can't imagine that's really all there was to it. There had to be more in that guy's life, right?
Yeah, so...
His dog died? Something, right? I mean,
exploded?
There has to be... Yes.
Yeah, something crazy.
Because when you start throwing punches over Chick-fil-A sauce, there's something wrong. So you got in a fight over something...
Totally ridiculous.
Minutia. Ridiculous minutia.
Right.
And somehow, it set you off.
Right. That was it.
Don't know how or why.
It's where we are.
818-955-KLOS is the phone number. We'll talk to you next.
Hey, guess what? You're going to like this, Kevin.
Yes.
It is a twofer of Radom.
Yes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
I'm just saying that you can do it safely and without annoying people. That's my point.
No, I don't know that you can do it without annoying people.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, I wish I could find
video
of this guy who did it and went flying. It's a little, by the way, twofer there from Radom.
Right. Yes.
I'm good friends with the music director. I told him you're a big fan of Rage Against the Machine.
That's so great news.
Had him throw those on for
me. I love
today.
It.
Two for Tuesday.
We were talking about coming to work on the 101 where the 134.
Yeah.
Where you have to get off on the 134.
Eastbound.
And he's bounding down is all I can think. And it backs up like 3 miles sometimes.
Always has and always
and
will.
And Sluggo was saying that it took him an hour and a half to get here.
Yeah, about. I mean altogether. But
I say I don't wait in that line.
Yeah. You're one of those, aren't you?
But wait.
Yeah.
I need to set this up first.
Okay.
Because I don't need everyone mad at me.
Because you know it's wrong.
Listen, you need to stay out of the way. That's my basic rule of driving.
Oh, yeah.
Just stay out of people's way.
Yes.
So I apply that, but I don't want to wait in that 3-mile line.
Because you're just too damn good.
No.
You're too wonderful.
But if you really pay attention.
Your time is so important.
Somebody else in that line is going to not see someone pull up.
Going real slow.
And you can just pull in and no one even cares.
Yeah, but what about those times now? Let's say you've done that.
Yes.
You've waited till that last couple of seconds to get over in that lane.
Usually I don't wait till the last couple of seconds.
So
it's like 2/10 of a mile.
Okay. But what if it's all blocked then?
Then I keep going.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I don't hate you. It's the ones that do it at the last second, even when there's... Now, they'll sit there in the lanes where they've split, and it's a mess.
Oh, that drives me crazy. And they'll just sit in the lane next to it?
Yes.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah, yeah, whatever it takes to not wait in the line.
I don't do that.
Oh, all right. God damn it, I wanted to fight with you.
The other thing that that I'm careful about is when people are stopping, you are getting in their way because they have to stop sooner than they expected.
Right.
So you try to get in when people are speeding up.
Right.
And that way it's not.
Yeah. You know what?
Bad.
I got to tell you, I will be honest. I think that's the way you're saying that you do it.
That's how. What do you mean the way I'm saying? That's how I do it.
No, I believe you. I do believe you. It is good. That makes sense.
Okay.
Because what I do is I end up being in the lane that doesn't have that the merging.
Right.
Like usually if there's two lanes.
You're in the left lane?
I'll be in the far one, so I don't have to deal with that at all. But I get in early because I know it's coming up.
Oh, you get in early.
I get in super early. That way I don't have to think about it. I'm just there. But what you're saying makes more sense. If there's an opening and you're not cutting someone off.
There almost always is.
Yeah, no, I know there is. And
almost
I'm always looking two or three cars ahead going, move your ass that guy can't get in.
Oh, you're the guy. You're the blocker.
I'm like,
you're
the blocker. You. Yeah, I'm the blocker.
Let me tell you what
not
happens.
Not letting you in.
Let me tell you what happens with blockers.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of experience with this in Southern California.
Right.
When you blocked me,
right,
the guy behind me goes, this is a potential problem, and feels bad for me,
so I slow down,
backs up a little bit, and lets me in.
Yeah, I know, I see that, and
as
I don't let that happen either.
To jerks like you, other people will
see
it.
I've been waiting my turn,
and they'll let
I've
me
been
in.
There the whole time. They do, and I get mad at them. I'm just mad at everybody out there. That's all it is.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Damn straight.
We were texting last night and this morning about this Anom?
Oh, yeah.
Thing, the FBI setting up their own network.
And apparently they put a couple of other businesses out of business so that the underworld would actually come to Anom and use their service, their platform.
And they ended up arresting 800 people, and we're trying to figure out...
Worldwide they did this.
What we know about this.
Yeah.
So we do have... Can we use his name or no? Can we use your name or no?
No. Should we use your name or should we come up with a different name for you?
Different name.
Okay. Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Lori is your name.
Hi. And you got the voice changer activated, right?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course,
100%.
Yeah. Nobody will be able to tell. So tell us about the FBI and how they do something like this.
Yeah, so about 2018, there was a company named Phantom Secure, and they created a network of cell phones, right? And they were all encrypted. They used specially installed software. Where all the users would just communicate through email. There was about 10 to 20,000 users at the time, mainly with criminal ties, right? So drug trafficking, murders, et cetera.
Right.
And you had to know someone to get in. It wasn't just like anybody could access it. You had to know someone. So in 2018, the CEO of this company was arrested, and to get a reduced sentence, he agreed to turn over all his log-on information as well as access to his operations.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
That's crazy, but I would think that would make him pretty unpopular in the slammer.
You would think so.
Yeah.
You would think so. He's probably named Lori now as well.
Right?
So, part of this operations included Project Anom, which was their next generation type of network. And it had about 12,000 users that were using it at the time.
Wow.
So what the FBI did was they worked with all these agencies from across the world, and they had all the messages and pictures and whatnot routed through their own systems, then onto the end user. So if Kevin was sending a message to Sluggo, the message would come to me. I would take a copy of that message, keep it, and forward on the message to the end to Sluggo, right?
And how many people did they do this for?
This was about 12,000 users.
Wow. And they were like, they were so convinced that it was encrypted and safe that they would just say, I saw something about, hey, the speedboat will pick you up here at this time with the loot.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly. So what they didn't know was that the FBI had a decryption key. And every time a message was sent, they would capture it, they would decrypt it, and they were able to read the messages and see all the pictures in plain text.
Wow.
Ended up capturing 8 tons of cocaine, 22 tons of marijuana, guns, money, and cryptocurrency, which is...
What made them finally decide to lower the boom? I mean, it seems like that's like something that they could keep gathering info on for a very long time, but they wrapped it up all of a sudden.
Yeah, they probably had some major clues that something big was going
right.
down. They wanted to stop it before it happened. So I'm guessing that's what they did. Then.
So they had the encryption key since 2018?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So they've been capturing all that traffic since then. So you could imagine how much went through their system.
Are they part of how the pipeline got some of their money back, their cryptocurrency that they paid to the...
The hackers?
To the hackers?
On the pipeline deal?
Do you know?
Are you talking about the pipeline? No. I don't think this had to do with it. That was something completely different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they got the money back for that. Usually, once it's sent, it's gone.
Right.
I'm guessing they probably intercepted it somehow, or they had somebody infiltrate the other side. But, yeah, this wasn't part of that.
Now, Lori, I know you work for a firm that deals with a lot of, internet safety and stuff. But as a career criminal yourself, wouldn't you find it, like, if you're still talking about some major crime on this your phone, you're still going to use, like, code? Wouldn't you still try and bury what you're doing? Why do they trust it so much?
They probably just thought it was encrypted, and usually people become lazy and feel safe, and they just end up talking like normal, and they become friends with the other person at the end that they're communicating with, and they let down their guard, I guess you could say.
They have no idea that it's being intercepted by the FBI.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I just would always assume
it's no lag, nothing.
Right. I would just always assume it is. I mean, it's like
you would always assume somebody's paying attention to it.
Exactly.
Well, I agree, but we're not master criminals.
Well, neither are they. They got caught.
Good point.
Yeah, dude, thank you very much for the info. That's very interesting.
Thank you, Lori.
Absolutely. No problem. Thank you.
Take care, Lori.
Bye now. Okay, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
A couple from Social Distortion. Always good to hear Social D. Mike Ness. Yeah, very cool. L.A. band. I got to go home and pet the kitty. What are you up to, man?
I don't have plans yet. Can I join you?
Sure. Well, okay. Why not? Kitty will be happy to see you. Deep Purple got into a little trouble on this day in rock in 1970 when they drove a little too close to the border, the German border, that is. Their van and equipment were impounded by East German police. I was on this day in rock in 1976 when Blue Oyster Cult released their album Agents of Fortune, which went on to sell 1 million copies and features the song Don't Fear the Reaper, one of my absolute favorites. Slash, Duff, Matt Sorum, Scott Weiland, and Dave Kushner released their album and calling themselves Velvet Revolver Contraband on this day in rock in 2004.